USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 26th day. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset on October 7th, the death toll has exceeded 10,000 people. The Federal Reserve has once again decided to pause interest rate hikes. This marks the second consecutive time they've kept rates steady, following 11 previous hikes, including 4 this year.
Today, we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings. Given how far we have come, along with the uncertainties and risks we face, the committee is proceeding carefully.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the committee expressed increased optimism about the economy and job market, despite ongoing inflation concerns. Donald Trump Jr. is giving testimony today in his father's civil fraud trial. He's likely to face questions regarding his involvement in his father's financial statements. The New York Attorney General contends that Trump's statements were exaggerated to secure more advantageous loans. Following his testimony, Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, and the former president will also testify in the coming week. About 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
The caravan marks the largest since June of the previous year, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. According to a recent survey by Pinger, more than two-thirds of Americans are engaging in a side hustle. The study indicates at least 67% of Americans are involved in a small business, have a second job, or do freelance work. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey claims the state Democratic Party was responsible for covering the expenses of events he attended in 2018 and 2019. According to a report obtained by Politico from Public Records, taxpayers footed a $12,000 bill for the governor's attendance at events held at MetLife Stadium, including a Taylor Swift concert, a hip-hop festival, and New York Jets games. Two House Republicans have decided not to run for re-election. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger, a House member since 1997, and Colorado Congressman Ken Buck both revealed Wednesday they will not be running in 2024. Granger expressed the belief that it's time for the next generation to take the reins, while Buck has been vocal in his criticism of his party, particularly Republicans who persist in claiming that the 2020 election was stolen. Would you buy a house that you knew was haunted?
Turns out, most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase one that was haunted, as long as it was in good condition, a good location, and it was affordable, or maybe it had some other big appeal. Some people actually want a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% say they were more likely to buy a house if it was labeled as haunted. I'm Corey Myers.
And according to Nielsen, games 2 and 3 of this year's World Series have been the least watched in history. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.